प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाकांति गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण को गोपनाथ धाम पुण्य राधा पुण्य गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। अवधि धाम की जय। कामवीर भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री अस्मन को। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री अस्मन को। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री अस्मन। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 कलावस्मिन् विवेदना
मन्दास्मन्द
मन्यासु मन्त्रमतयो
मन्दापत्याहि
उपद्धतः
प्रायिणां
पायिसस्तभ्या
कालावस्मिन् विवेचना
कालावस्मिन् विवेचना
मन्दासु मन्दमतयो
मन्द्यासु मन्दमतयो मन्दभाग्या हि उपद्रता
मन्दासुमन्दमतयो
मन्दभाग्या हि उपद्रता
almost always.
Almost always.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Meager.
Meager.
Ayesha.
Ayesha.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Satya.
Satya.
Member of the Learned Society.
Member of the Learned Society.
Hello.
Hello.
In the days of trouble.
In the days of trouble.
War.
War.
Asmin.
Asmin.
Herein.
These are the good qualifications of these days. This is predicted 5,000 years ago. And we are thinking that we have made so much advance according to Darwin's evolutionary theory. They say that we have begun our life from the most insignificant stone or something like that. What is the beginning of that? Is? Amoeba. And here it is said that their thing is advanced. And here they say this Kali Yuga, they are qualified with this and nonsense. What is this? Quarrelsome. Yes. First quality, quarrelsome. If you speak to them the right truth, they will know. He have got this opinion. He have got this opinion. On earth I have got another opinion. Just like the other day, the gentleman was talking. He brought some manav dharma. When I asked, where is that manav dharma stated in some basic literature, they are very much forward to say that they believe in Vedas. But where is the word manav dharma in the Vedas? At that time he said that it is at home. In Bengali, there is a proverb, parahastagatam dhanam putirata vidya. A man, just like somebody promised a huge amount, but next he says that my money is in another hand, I shall try to get it as soon as possible. So, this kind of money has no value. So, I am calculating. Thank you. Very good. You can think that the whole midnight bank belongs to you. You can think like that. But that is not position of us. Real person means what is within your control, within your hands. Otherwise, if you think that so many people have promised me millions of dollars, so I am proprietor of millions of dollars. That is no way. Similarly, education, knowledge, I have got knowledge, but I can speak to you when I open the book. That is not knowledge. Knowledge, but you must achieve it. Or possession, you must actually possess the wealth. Then it is the concept. But in this age, without knowledge, without possessing wealth, they are proud and they are quiet. And next qualification is lazy. This, every morning, we are going to pass. But this path are not being utilized by the Londoners. They are sleeping. We have come from India. We are taking advantage of the morning walk. So, in this age, according to Vedic system, everyone should rise early in the morning, at least 1.5 hours before the sunrise. That is called Brahma Muhurta. During that time, if you read, say 1 hour, this 1 hour is equal to 5 hours in the daytime. It is so convenient. But people are lazy. They think, if I can sleep up to 10 o'clock, that is a great work. Not only lazy in their daily behavior, but lazy in every respect. I am like, I can see, etc. Everything. Even business time, that time, you write some letter, some government department, it will be replied after 3 years. So, this is a position of the present generation. They are quarrelsome, lazy in the daily affairs, and lazy also in the real activity should be for self-realization. This life is so important that not a single moment we shall lose without profit. Chanakya Pandit said, Harisat Chanayukopi Nalabhyasarnakuti. A moment of your life cannot be returned back even if you pay many millions of pounds. Today is 20th July. Now the 6 o'clock passed. Now if you offer millions of pounds, please return back the 6 o'clock, 20th July 1972. It will never come back. It is gone. So Chanakya Pandit says, time is so valuable that even a moment is passed without any utility, then how much loss you have suffered, just imagine. Because it cannot be returned back even if you pay millions of dollars and pounds. That's the fact. But we are wasting so much time talking nonsense. This life, this valuable life, is very, very important, human form of life. Why it is important? You can get out of all miserable condition of material life. You should try to understand the material life means simply misery. But they are illusion by Maya. They are accepting this miserable life as very complex. This is called Maya. So our life, this human form of life, is for understanding our constitutional position. That I am not this body. I am spirit soul. So long in the lower grades of life, animal life, I have simply wasted my time considering myself as the body. Now, in this human form of life, I am intelligent enough, my consciousness is developed, so I should understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So, life after life, I have worked hard for comfort of this body, which I am not. Now, I am understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. So what is my activity? Actually, our life, span of life should be utilized by spiritual activity. Suppose the gum, spiritual activity means you have to stand on a spiritual platform by austerity. If you give away your life by the weight of this material life, eating, sleeping, making, and defending, and do not take care of your spirit, soul, then this Shastra says, Vipalatana jati, then you are wasting it. So, there are so many information about our life, how to utilize life properly. But we are lazy. We don't care for it. Just like here, in this temple, we are always giving instruction how one can utilize his life properly. Nobody is interested. A few fortunate boys and girls are interested, but others are not very interested. If there is some club, if there is some dancing, or some political meeting, or some bogus humbug meeting, thousands of people will gather. But friends, there is real knowledge from the Veda. People are very much live. They do not come. We have to canvass, go to go. Please come here. Please come. Take little prasadam. You still have not come. So our task is very easy. To make this lazy fellow awaken. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeevi jago, Jeevi jago. Gurachando bodhi. Gurachand means Lord Chaitanya. He is saying, all the living entities, please get up. That is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhāsana, it is a Vedic bhāsana. The Vedic bhāsana is uttiṣṭhata, jāgrata, sāptaparānibhūdhata. Veda says, now, you get up now. Are you very active? No, that is not active. Real activity is spiritual activity. The present activity you are engaged in, that is bodily activity. So, Sometimes people, those who are engaged in bodily activity, just like the monkey, they think that these fellows are lazy. We are thinking they are lazy. They are thinking we are lazy. This is opposite. We are thinking they are in the darkness. They are thinking we are in the darkness. That is it. Jani tha sarvabhutani tasmin jagrati samyati. What is nisha means night for this service. In that night, the transcendentalist is awake. So, lazy. Quarrelsome, lazy, and misguided. So many so-called religious and philosophical and nonsense societies are there. Simply misguided. They do not know actually what is spiritual life. But people want to be misguided. You can do all nonsense. You can eat anything you like. There is no connection with religion. And they are satisfied. Oh, it is very nice. And when I come to Bhaktivedanta Swami, he prescribes so many things. He is so conservative. Swami, he was very conservative. I said, I am very liberal. You do not know what is conservativeness means. In India, you have no experience. For a tapasvi, just like a sannyasi, a sannyasi cannot come in touch with a woman. A woman must stand at least 10 years away from the sannyasi. That is the regulation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was sannyasi, no woman could come near to him offering obeisances. They should offer obeisance at least 10 years away. So, now I am moving among the women. But what can be done? This is a different country. If I say that you women, you girls, you cannot come here, then where is my preaching? If I say that you cannot make sweetheart, then where is my preaching? The woman and man, they are equally important in the respect of spiritual realization. Because Krishna says, Mānghi pārtha vipārthritya jītīṣu pāpagīmune kriyā sudra tathā vaiśyā sīpī jānti parāṅgati. Krishna does not discriminate anyone, any pāpagīmune, lobo, or the less intelligent, Sriya, woman, Sudra, Vaishya, the less intelligent. Krishna says, anyone, it doesn't matter. If one takes center of me, proper, then he or she is promoted to the spiritual world. That is Krishna's verse. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is said, Kirat Hunan Pulinda Pukpasa Adhira Sambha Jamana Fatava Jinnesha Papa Jadupa Praya Praya Suddhanti Prabhavishnavi Nama. By taking to Krishna consciousness, not to speak of the civilized man's over, even the Kirata. Kirata means generally the black man in the jungle, they are called kirata. Punas are there in the north of Russia. They are all recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirata Hunandra, Pulinda Pukkata, there are so many names. They are less than the Shudras. They are called Papajas. So, Bhagavata accepts everyone. Not only the persons who are mentioned, described, they make a person, even less than this. Suddhanti, Prabhavishnavi, Nama. How they can, others may ask the how they can be purified. They are so much uncivilized, misbehaved. How they can be purified to become a Vaishnava? No. Shastra says, yes, they can be purified. Siddhanti. How it is possible? Prabhavishnavena. That is the omnipotency of the law of Vishnu. Man cannot do that. Man cannot make a civilized, low-born man afflicted to the much exalted position. No, that is not possible. It is humanly impossible. But Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, he can do. So Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that anyone from any lowest position can be elevated to the highest position of Vishnu. Transcendental position, Paramahamsa position. Provided he agrees to the principle. Vyapasthiti. Manghi partha vyapasthiti. Visheshana asutya. By the particular ways and means. So actually we are saying, we are prescribing very simple things. Chant 16 now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. It is very easy. If you spare only 2 hours, and not, if you become accustomed, it takes 1.5 hours. So you have got at your disposal 24 hours. So you sleep 8 hours and do your work 8 hours. In the office of business, 16 hours, and 4 hours for your taking bath or eating. So, 20 hours is still your work, 4 hours. Can you not spare 2 hours for chanting Hare Krishna? Thus, we are lazy and unfortunate. That is, quarrel comes, they will call your fight. Oh, why should I chant Hare Krishna? It is quarrelsome and lazy. They cannot spare. They will go to the cinema. They will go to wrestling club and eat on the spirit. But chanting Hare Krishna, they are not that. Lazy. Lazy and misguided. They do not take to this. They, because they are misguided, they have got some so-called guide, guru, they will not take the simple. Misguided, and why, in spite of this opportunity, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one comes to the transcendental platform, so simple thing, that still they do not take the, why? Unlucky. They say, unlucky man. If you offer him something, take this millions of dollars. Somehow or other, he refuses. Unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So this is the condition of the present age. The people are embarrassed, practically. So many times I was reading that book, given by one. What is his name? He has admitted that the people are so much embarrassed in spite of so-called economic development and fancy living, but they are embarrassed. This is the position. Unlucky and embarrassed, discard. Therefore, at the same time, this human life is meant for self-realization. So, and in this embarrassed condition, you cannot take to any severe method of self-realization. Karma, jnana, yoga. There are different methods. Karma, ज्ञान योग भक्ति है. So out of all these processes, bhakti is transcendental. Generally, karma, jnana, yoga, that is the processes to elevate oneself from the material condition. So, Shastra says that you cannot perform the karma kandya activity, sacrificing great yogas. That is not possible. You cannot meditate peacefully. That is also not possible. Karma jnana. And you cannot simply speculate because your brain is so dull that higher thoughts you cannot accommodate. So, the only means of self-realization recommended in the Shastra, Harirnama, 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 3 times. 3 times means if somebody presents that I shall elevate myself by the karma kind of concept, the Shastra says, no, Harinda. If you say that I shall make myself perfect by empiric advances of empiric knowledge, Shastra says, no, Harinda. 3 times. If you say I shall make myself perfect by mystic yoga practice, Shastra says no. Because these things is not real. Your qualification is that you are lazy, quarrelsome, unlucky, disturbed. So these things will not be possible. Therefore, 3 times. Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama eva, eva. Only. Cable. There is no other alternative. Then, next line, kalo, nasiva, 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 gatiranda, because this cage is so polluted, there is no other alternative method. Nasiva, nasi means, there is nothing like this, nothing like this. So, this is the consciousness movement, is scientific, authorized, according to the Vedic Sanskrit. So this process in this age should be accepted by the intellect. Then,
quick word. The devotees of the Lord are always anxious for the spiritual improvement of the general public. From the pages of Naimisharanya, analyze the state of affairs of the people in the sage of colors. They foresaw that men would live for short lives. In Kali Yuga, the duration of life is short, and so much, not so much because of insufficient food, but because of irregular habits. By keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Overeating, over-sense gratification, over-dependence on another's mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is short.
Our vitality, the present mode of living, is reducing the vitality. Actually, you can see your father, your forefather, grandfather, as they were tall, as they were stout, you might have seen their picture. Your status is not like that. Everyone. You see, when the vitality is reduced, the status of the body, the strength of the body is also reduced. So because we are accustomed to so many malpractices, the vitality is reduced. The span of life is reduced. That we do not know. Well,
the people of this age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. That is to say, man should come to know what he is, what the world is, and what the supreme truth is. Human life is a means by which the living entity can end all miseries of material existence, which arise in the hard struggle for existence, by which he can return to Godhead. but due to a bad system of education, men have no desire for self-realization. Even if they come to know about it, they unfortunately become victims of misguided leaders. In this age, men are not only victims of different political creeds and parties, but also of many different types of sense gratificatory diversions, namely cinemas, sports, gambling clubs, mundane libraries, bad associations, smoking, drinking, cheating, pilfering, bickering, and so on. Their minds are always disturbed and full of anxiety due to so many different engagements. In this age, many unscrupulous men manufacture their own religious faith, which are not based on any revealed scriptures. And very often, people who are addicted to sense gratification are attracted by such institutions. Consequently, in the name of religion, so many sinful acts are being carried on, and the people in general have rather peaceful minds or health of body. The students, brahmacharis, communities, are no longer being maintained, and householders do not observe the rules and regulations of the grihastha ashram. Consequently, the so-called vanaprastha and sannyasi, who come out of such grihastha ashrams, are easily deviated from the rigid path. In the Kali Yuga, the whole atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. Men are no longer interested in spiritual values. Material sense gratification is now the standard of civilization. For the maintenance of such material civilization, man has formed complex nations and communities, and there is a constant strain of hot and cold wars between these different groups. It has become very difficult, therefore, to raise the spiritual standard due to the present distorted values of human society. The sages of Vaimishāraga are anxious to disentangle all fallen souls, and here they are seeking the remedy to Shiva Sutta Swami.
So that is the business of saintly persons. They are simply trying how to deliver this entangled human society. That is their business. Crazy.
Thank you.
Thank you.